This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an amazing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we have so much to tackle this Friday. The strike is over. Kind of. I've got some information for you on that, which I'll get to you here in the beginning. We are going to talk a lot of Helene flooding, FEMA stuff. Glenn Beck is hopefully going to be joining us in about a half hour from now. I say hopefully. He wants to. He's trying to come on. He's over there. He's helping. But because of the conditions on the ground, cell phone service is bad. Okay, he just got back now. He's okay, Chris? Okay, so I think we're good for Glenn Beck about a half hour from now. He'll give us the skinny, the view from the ground. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions, lots of them on the hurricane, the disaster, how that's going to affect the vote. Should you go to a Trump rally or should you be nervous because they keep trying to murder him? Why do they keep saying Trump is a threat to democracy and the tunnelers of World War I? All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before... Oh, yeah, and I went to a school board forum last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Before I get to any of the other stuff, good news. It happened kind of during the last hour of the show last night, but we were waiting on confirmation of a couple things. The strike, the port strike is over. Had some people give me kind of the skinny on it. Remember, there were two things about the port strike. It's kind of over, but it's kind of not. So just hear me out here. The workers had two major complaints. Pay, because they're paid so much less than their West Coast counterparts. Pay and automation. Automation is a big deal to them. They don't want their jobs to be automated for obvious reasons. Now, you and I can argue about whether or not it's possible to stop something like that, but that's what the strike was really about. So why are they temporarily going back to work? Well, I have no doubt, just like I told you last night before I knew all this was happening, there was a heavy amount of pressure on the head of that union to get those workers back to work. This is a Democrat union, not the workers, but the head of it. This is a Democrat union. If prices start skyrocketing and shelves get empty going into an election where Democrats are already nervous, that is just something that they were never going to let fly for very long. I'm guessing about this part, but they came to an agreement on the pay, not the automation. So temporarily, till January 15th, they're going back to work. It solved the pay issue. We may be having this exact same conversation again on January 15th because the automation issue is another issue entirely, and I don't know even if that one can be solved. But that was a long way of saying this is good news, very good news for America. For Americans, it's a good thing. Now, this guy wants to know, hey, Jesse, why aren't the port closures getting more coverage in the news? During COVID, the supply chain was a huge news story, but now it's not. He said, also, have you upped your game to crushed ice yet? Look, I will be doing next week, I will be doing a reveal of my ice maker. I can't, what, Chris? I've been holding on to this secret for quite some time. It's going to be a video reveal. You will be able to see it. You will be able to almost experience what I experience every day. I woke up today. Stop shaking your head, Chris. I woke up today and I was sitting there talking to the wife and I was drinking water in the morning. You know, I do my chalk male vitality stack and stuff in the morning and I'm drinking water and I looked at my glass and I thought, oh gosh, it's so warm. But look, that's where you would have been stuck, not me. I walked over to my ice maker, had my little scoop. That's the sound it makes. Put a couple scoops of ice in there, and then it was, oof, gosh, it was so cold, it almost hurt my teeth. Anyway, that's what's going on in the Kelly household. Back to the port strike. Why wasn't it getting a bunch of national coverage? That's because it's a system. We have a corrupt system. I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound probably ridiculous, but when we talk about it and when you process it, I think you probably agree with me. If we had a media, not a Republican media, but just a regular media, if we had a genuine media and not a system, there would be no Democrat Party. Democrats would be hated so much by the American people, the party itself would have had to drop the name Democrat and rebrand with something else entirely. The only reason the Democrat Party exists is the American media runs cover for them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. An American journalist, generally, I think it's 94, 95% Democrat, an American journalist doesn't view their role as speaking truth to power or exposing corruption or any of those things. They view their role as protecting Democrats at any cost and attacking Republicans. And that is the culture of journalism. That's what makes it so powerful. You walk into any newsroom, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, doesn't matter what it is. Even if you're a fire-breathing anti-communist like me, you are going to walk in there and probably not get very far because the culture is so heavily on their side. Here's an example. I'll give you a little example here, and we'll do a little talk on this. But when I was still selling RVs, but I had decided I was going to try for a media career. So you start putting out content. I was doing little dumb videos and things like that, and I got an opportunity. It was with HLN. I don't even know if HLN is still around, but HLN was essentially CNN's minor league. You know how these channels, there's Fox News and then there's Fox Nation? Well, HLN was a minor league channel for CNN. This is 7, 8 years ago. I get an opportunity to go up and do a debate on the show. They want me to come up and they wanted me to go back and forth with some dirty commie on the show. Yeah, no problem. I'm trying for a media career. Any exposure is good. Sounds good. I hop on a plane. They flew me up there. Doesn't that sound cool? I couldn't believe it. Someone's flying me somewhere. They flew me up there and they put me up in this hotel. It was right across the street from the studio. So I already felt like a big shot. Wow. Flown. It was New York City too. New York City always feels cool anyway. Love you, WOR. New York City's cool. But they put me up in a hotel. Wow, it's big. And then it's time for my show. I walk across the street. I go to CNN. I sit down. I don't remember who it was. It was a she. I'm almost positive. It was a she. And I beat the living crap out of this woman in the debate on TV. Just abused her. Just abused her. She had no chance whatsoever. And it was good to the point as soon as it was over. Yeah, that's exactly right, Chris. I beat her like Doug Emhoff. No, I'm kidding. No, this is all verbal. But it was so good when I was done, I took out the earpiece and I was leaving the studio. The producer of the show, the big cheese of the show, it was a woman. She stops me and she said, "Oh my gosh, that was incredible. We want you regularly. We want to pay you to be a regular contributor on the channel. That's how amazing that performance was. We want you to work for us." Now, this is me. I'm trying to start a media career. I have no idea even where to begin. I'm doing backflips, right? Backflips. Oh, my gosh. What are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it. Like it was like I had made it. I thought I had made it. I go back home, tell the wife. We celebrated that night. Woohoo! Never heard from them again. They never called again. I was completely lost. Ghosted like that. Ghosted. Like I'm sure Chris was in high school all the time. They just never called. So some years later, I get in a working relationship with a friend of mine who happened to be at that network at the time. And then he had left that network. I don't want to go into the details of who it was, but he's someone who would know. And I brought it up to him. Now, by this point, the radio show had taken off and the TV show was fine. So everything was fine. So it wasn't bitter. I was just curious. I said, "So what? Hey, I killed it there. And they loved me and they wanted me back." I said, "Why didn't they bring me back?" He said, "You don't know, really." And I said, "No, I don't know." He said, They didn't bring you back because you killed it. You can't be a Republican who makes Democrats look bad and work on this channel or on that channel. If you're going to be the Republican on the channel, you have to be the token moron who shows up and gets beaten by Democrats every day. You didn't get invited back because you did good, you moron. And it just, bing, it was like a light bulb went on in my head. I couldn't. That's how committed the American media is to protecting Democrats and making Republicans look bad. That's a true story. We'll continue actually along this same thought frame. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're digging into some of that stuff right now. So the question was actually about the port strike. Why wasn't the media talking more about the port strike? And so I'm going into a little tangent here about the American media. And what I said was, if it wasn't for our media, the Democrat Party would not exist. The American people would hate Democrats with such a hot passion that they would have had to basically scrap the party and rename a new party and go a completely different route. Think about this. Elections, presidential elections, we have one coming up. I think Trump's going to win. I'm hopeful Trump is going to win. Just feels that way. But even if he does win, it's going to be pretty close for a country of 300 million people. You know, even if he sweeps a bunch of swing states and stuff, if you dig into it, you look at these states, you know, Arizona, Georgia, they're decided by 11,000 votes, 15,000 votes. I think the total was like 50,000 votes was the reason Donald Trump lost his reelection. Most of those votes they found in the middle of the night, but we won't get into that right now. So the country is about 50-50. Now, think about this. The country is 50-50 on Democrats when Democrats control the entire education system from K through 12. That's the baby steps. And then you go to communist university where you really get your Democrat training. So they control the entire education system. They control Hollywood. They make the movies. They make the sitcoms you watch. They make the music you listen to. They educate us. They control every single branch of the bureaucracy. I think the federal government is something like 94-95% Democrat. They control the American media. We already said they're 94-95% Democrat. These are all left-wing institutions. Now they control medical schools, medical institutions, scientific institutions. From top to bottom, institution after institution has been seized by Democrats, and still the American people are a coin flip on who they're going to vote for. If you had a media, if we had a media that would expose, look, you don't even have to go national. That we could just make this about the border and illegal immigration if we wanted, but we could make it about a million things. If we just made it about the local control, local corruption, and local crime of Democrat-controlled urban areas, if they were national news stories the way they should be, Democrats would be loathed from top to bottom in this country. Top to bottom. Why wasn't there a bunch of talk about the port strike? Because Kamala Harris facing an uphill battle with her economic policies and her economic poll numbers, Kamala Harris didn't need the country focusing on a strike at the ports that was going to produce higher prices and empty shelves. Whoever is in charge when these things happen, even if it's not their fault, whether it's their fault or not, whoever is in charge, whatever party, whatever person controls the White House, the blame will land in their lap. The buck stops with the White House often. This port strike could have brought economic ruin to a lot of people. It could have caused huge problems if it didn't end. The American media knew that. They didn't cover it. Look. How many different places did you hear talking about Doug Emhoff beating his girlfriend? I know you heard about it here. And I'm not even here to tell you that that's a huge story on the presidential campaign, that he's a woman-beating piece of trash is bad, but it doesn't necessarily affect a presidential campaign. And I'm not doing the, could you imagine if the roles were reversed thing? But let's think about that. If, let's see, if J.D. Vance had wrapped his girlfriend in the face back in college and that story came out, it would be wall to wall. It happens to a Democrat. You get an article here in the New York Post. The right wingers like me will discuss it on the radio. But for the norms and normas, they will never, ever hear of it. They will never hear of it. Democrats are protected. The media runs a protection racket, and that's why the ports weren't in the news. All right. Now, the hurricane stuff, because we have Glenn Beck coming up, like 5 minutes from now. Glenn Beck's going to join us. His organization, Mercury One, who I've told you, they're an amazing organization, charity-wise. Go look them up. They're just awesome. He's awesome. He has been on the ground. He just got back. He's been on the ground trying to help with Helene, trying to bring the truth to the people, because that's being covered up as well. And I want you to hear from him. I want to hear from him. I haven't even talked to him. We had to do this all through, well, my people. Now, Chris handled it all, but I haven't even talked to him. I don't even know what he's going to say, but we are going to find out together. And look, it's all about passing the buck now. Administrations, especially evil ones like this, they want to pass the buck when there's a domestic disaster that might make them look bad. You hear what Joe Biden said?
But folks, this entire project is going to cost billions of dollars. Not tens of thousands, not millions, not a billion, billions of dollars. Because it goes through so many states. You know, and Congress has an obligation to me, it seems to me, to ensure the states have the resources they need.
That's why Joe Biden's bringing up Congress today. It's bottom line. FEMA looks terrible. The federal government's terrible. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. There are so many disturbing reports about what the federal government is doing there, blocking this, stopping that. So, yeah, anyway, we're going to talk to Glenn Beck here in a couple moments. Before we talk to Glenn, let me talk to you about your pain. That daily pain that is, I don't want to say ruining your life, but do you do everything you used to do, or is there pain that holds you back from something? It makes your life worse, right? It's not going to ruin it, but it makes your life worse. That back pain, it sucks. Neck pain, your foot, your knee, your joints. Why don't you try Relief Factor? Just try it is all I'm asking. It's 3 weeks. It's $19.95 for a 3-week quick start. If it doesn't work, don't order any more. Please, I don't want you to. Don't take something that doesn't work. You might just wake up 3 weeks from now pain-free, or in the very least, pain better. I don't think that's a term, but it is now. Get a 3-week quick start kit. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be right back with Glenn Beck. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and joining me now is the legend himself, freaking Hall of Famer. I don't even have to introduce Glenn Beck to anybody, but Glenn did make a mistake of not choosing his walkout music, so we had to play Barbie Girl for him. Either way, he is a legend, and he's been on the ground helping, and I want to know what he saw because I'm not there. Glenn Beck, thank you, sir. Appreciate you joining us.
Oh, it's an honor to be on your show. I have to tell you, I am a little offended by Barbie Girl. I just have to tell you.
Really?
Just a little.
How so, Glenn?
You jerk. I was just trying to make it easy for you guys. I'm like, I don't care, whatever. And then Barbie Girl, really?
Really? Glenn, it's a long-standing rule. We want you to have your walkout music. You probably You probably have like a whole symphony for you. all right. So in all seriousness, all joking aside, you have been knee deep in devastation and we are not there. What's happening, Glenn? What are you seeing? What can we do? Just dump it on us, please.
So I will tell you, it amazes me how, you know, me and the little band of, veterans and the Mercury One charity have become the group now that, you know, flies into Afghanistan and gets people out, flies into Lebanon and gets people out. I mean, this is insane. This is all stuff the government used to do. And I know there's a lot of stuff going around on the government on and things that are, you know, not true. But let me tell you what is true. Yesterday was the first day, day before was the first day that FEMA arrived. So just 7 days. They weren't operating. They arrived. They've set up two places that we know of, and we're flying the helicopters. We're providing the rescue helicopters along with, you know, like, I think there's like four other people that own their own helicopter and are doing it too. But I mean, we have the big, Sikorsky, you know, almost like the Coast Guard helicopters that are going in and so we're all over the place. We have not seen FEMA except in two places. One, yesterday they brought a FEMA communications truck in with a big satellite and everything, and it's very nice. Americans should be very happy. You've paid for a very, very nice communications truck. And they had a little table set out back under a tree, which was very nice. And the air condition, you know, if you got too hot for you, go into the truck. I stopped by because they were way off the beaten path. One person was there and like, I don't know, 10 volunteers and one person and nobody standing around, nobody doing anything except the FEMA people standing around. And, I went up to him and I said, welcome. When did you guys get here? And they said, well, last night, but you know, we didn't have the truck, so we couldn't do anything. But today we have the truck. We don't have it set up entirely yet, but soon, but you know, we're just ready to put people's names into the system. And I thought to myself, ooh, that sounds great. And he said, but we got to get the truck up because this will beam all of that information directly to Washington, D.C. Then they'll be in the system, and then we can start the benefits rolling. And I said, oh. How are you getting people here? He said, and I quote, there was one person there. They were behind like a closed-down Michaels. Nobody was there. And they said, well, we just needed to be where the people were, where the masses, we're in with the masses. And I said, when do you move there? And he's like, no, we're here.
Oh.
And I just looked around at this empty parking lot and I thought to myself, you are so clueless. He also said, by the way, wow, it took us a lot longer to get here than we thought. I mean, this is way out, out of the way. And I'm like, wow, you're FEMA. That's great.
That's wonderful.
They said that the masses won't come because they haven't announced it yet, but they're going to be announcing it through television and radio. So how are they going to hear that? And he said, well, you know, those people who are, you know, maybe watching TV, they'll know. And I said, they don't have living rooms. So I'm pretty sure they don't have TV. And those who do have TV and a living room, they don't have power. Well, yeah, but they can go in because we have this great app. We have an amazing app.
Geez.
And they can go sit in their car and and download the app. They don't have electricity. And I don't know if you've seen all of the cars that are on the side of the creek now that have been washed through two towns, but they probably don't have cars either. Was ridiculous. Then, go ahead.
Sorry, Glenn. We are speaking with Glenn Beck. I just want everyone to know exactly who's on the line here giving us the skinny. Please, go ahead, please.
So then somebody from FEMA, I think, tried to shut down our little makeshift airport. We're managing, I think I saw 6 helicopters. And, you know, we have the guys who used to be in special forces, so everybody knows what they're doing. And they came in and said, you don't have a license to operate this space. And thank God, a guy who's really, really big from space, Special Forces, who's running it, was there. And he said, oh, so what are you suggesting? Well, you're going to have to shut this down. He said, nope, you know what? We're the only ones rescuing because you don't have any assets on the ground. So you're going to leave because I've got one chopper leaving and another one coming in. So you're wasting our time. Chased him off. That also happened with FEMA. The other place where FEMA is, they set up on the outskirts of town, and they were putting together their shower trucks, which I thought was great because people haven't had a shower in a while. You know, you feel pretty scummy, and found out that it's not for the people.
Oh,
it's for the people who are volunteering to help the people, which I thought was big of them. They went into the tent for first aid and kind of a little mini clinic, all staffed by doctors and Special Forces people. They don't have insulin. They don't have medications. People who have minor injuries have no place to go. We flew the insulin in. We're the ones who are now providing the O2 for all of the ambulances and one of the hospitals because they burned through all of their stuff. So not the government, but my listeners are paying for that. This FEMA person comes into the clinic and said, you don't have a license to operate a medical clinic. And then again, all the locals kind of gathered around and said, you're going to leave now. I mean, it was an amazing thing. Amazing thing. These people are really upset at the federal government. But let me tell you some good things. You remember what it felt like on 9/12? How everybody after and everybody was helping each other?
Yep.
I have wondered if we will come back together as Americans if we hit, you know, really tough times. The answer is yes. It felt like 9/12 there. These people, their spirits not broken. I mean, they're pissed, but their spirits not broken. They're helping each other. Everybody's working together. And I learned something else. The real key to our survival is going to be all of these soldiers that have fought for so long. Afghanistan, you know, we left there in humiliation. It was horrible, all of that loss of life and what happened. But I have a new perspective. These are all veterans that are running these things. They all have just come together. They have the skills. It's going to be the veterans that save America. Because when the government's not coming, the veterans are there.
It's inspiring.
And it's great.
That's exactly why I wanted you to come on. I wanted to hear the bad. I wanted to hear the good. From afar, that's how it's looked to the federal government screwing everything up. Surprise, surprise. And Americans helping Americans. It is so freaking inspiring to me. Glenn Beck, you are inspiring to me. I want everyone to know mercury1.org if you want to help him. They don't even get paid. He just pours this stuff into other people. mercury1.org. That's right. Right, Glenn?
Yep, mercury1.org. 100% of every dollar raised goes right directly to the cause. We are trying to raise enough money now. We've done, I think, $5 million in the last few. But honestly, it is this organization that is keeping this town going right now. We need a lot more. We have to bring in refrigeration. We need to bring in space heaters. We just delivered this morning another 65 generators. We need to buy jet fuel, diesel, and gasoline. So anything you can give really will go a long, long way. 100% of every dollar raised goes right directly to this, and it's mercury1.org.
Mercury1.org. That's Glenn Beck himself asking. Glenn, it's an honor for me. Thank you for what you're doing and, well, honestly, everything, for everything. Thank you.
Please, you're an inspiration to me. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, sir. It's a great organization, man. They're doing great things. All right. Rough Greens is great, too. I love it. You know, you learn to love Rough Greens when your dog has a digestive incident after every single meal because he has a nervous stomach. And you spend enough time with paper towels and cleaning, spraying stuff. You really, really, when that moment stops, when that stops happening, you really learn to love the thing responsible for it. Rough Greens is all natural. Nutritional supplement. Probiotics, omega oils, antioxidants. You sprinkle it on your dog's food because your dog's food doesn't have nutrition in it. You will see physical differences in your dog. His breath, his coat, his digestion. You won't go to the vet as much. Go get a free jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I told you you were going to want to stick around for Glenn Beck. Was that not some jaw-dropping stuff? I don't know how I feel about the interview in total. What the federal government is doing is so stupid, evil, and wrong that it makes me just so filled with rage. But then the American people, how they are throwing themselves into helping their fellow Americans just inspires me to no end. Either way, I want to again give it out. Mercury1.org, they are there helping. I'm going to say something else. I know we get a bunch of hate mail for this, probably get in trouble. Who knows? I don't care. But there are a lot of disturbing reports from today about what's happening with the federal government, about confiscation of supplies, meaning private people are trying to provide supplies to things like pregnancy centers, food, water. And there are reports that the federal government is warning them to stop and threatening to confiscate supplies and or maybe confiscating supplies. So allow me to just go ahead and lay it out there. If the federal government is blocking aid to Americans in need, that is a hostile act, and the local sheriff needs to begin arresting people from the federal government. Let me say that again. If the federal government is blocking aid to American citizens in need, if that is really happening, the local sheriff needs to step up, buck up, assert his authority, and put some feds in handcuffs. That's a hostile act. The federal government does not get to come in and block aid to Americans. If that stuff is happening, it must be stopped by local law enforcement, stopped by somebody. That's a hostile act. Stay legal, stay local, but that is a hostile act that must be addressed by local law enforcement, period, end of story. In fact, if we had governors with any guts at all, the state police departments would be arresting anybody who did that as we speak. I didn't come up with this thought, and I don't know who to give credit for it, but someone said, we invaded Mogadishu for somebody doing that, stealing aid for people in need. And it's really, really a solid point. That cannot be allowed to happen. These are unconfirmed. I don't know what is real yet. Look, you just heard what Glenn said. It's Glenn Beck, who just experienced it firsthand. He wasn't hearing from a guy who was hearing from a guy. The federal government tried to shut down rescue operations. And thankfully, the guy doing the rescue operation said no. The federal government tried to tell a medical tent, this is according to Glenn Beck, not me, that they had to shut down because they didn't have a license. If the federal government is blocking aid, if anyone, forget the federal government, if anyone, any entity, anywhere is blocking aid from Americans in desperate need, that is a hostile act, that is a criminal act, and the local sheriff needs to address it as such. Period. End of story. I said it, and I'm not sorry about it. That's a fact. If that stuff is true, it must be addressed by law enforcement in the area. All right. Jesse, Where in the Constitution does it say the federal government must bail out the states for their weather problems and lack of a desire to pay for proper preparation? Why do they allow flimsy wood houses in tornado and hurricane zones and building and flood zones? Why don't they improve their bridges and roadways and roadways and river channels? If people won't evacuate when they're warned, it's not the Fed's fault. Just once, I want to remind you that the communist hates your guts and wants you dead. They will laugh at you. You've seen it. You've seen many, many examples of it. They have so much disdain for rural America, so much disdain for the people who won't bend the knee, who won't live in a pod, who won't drive an electric vehicle, who won't stop going to church, who won't stop raising families. They have disdain for people like that. And when people like that suffer, the American communist cheers. Hard to imagine being that evil, but they don't call them anti-humans for nothing. Solzhenitsyn called them the enemies of humanity, and that's exactly what people like that scumbag who wrote that email are. That's exactly what they are. We must continue to be the light. Preborn is the light. We talk about abortion being pro-life. What is it? Is it a state rights issue? Should there be a federal ban? It's none of those things. It's a cultural issue. It's a heart issue. We need a country full of people who don't want one. How do we do that? An ultrasound is an amazing tool in that fight. That's what preborn does. They find young women who are pregnant and they're about to abort their babies, and they give them free ultrasounds. You pay for it, and it's tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. An ultrasound costs $28, one ultrasound. You can give them whatever you want. We've had people give them $50,000. Give them whatever you want, but it's all tax deductible, and it goes to the babies. Go ahead and look up Preborn. Look up their charity rating. Now, do you see what I mean? Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Sponsored by Preborn. All right. Now, somebody's nervous about going to the Trump rally. Wait a minute. The Trump rally was today. No, it's tomorrow. I think he's in Butler tomorrow. He's in Butler, Pennsylvania tomorrow. Should you be nervous about going to any Trump rally? After all, people die at those things. Let's discuss that. Let's have an honest discussion about that. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.